Today we're going through in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We are holding on, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We are at the words, Hai Tana, a few lines into the page. We're at Hai Tana. So the Gemara asks on the Braisa that we just quoted, Hai Tana Mei Korah Maisi La Be'akesha. Initially, the Tana learns the Chiv of Tekiah, of Tekiah being with a shofar, and the fact that the Seder at Tekiah, of having a Pshutal from a Pshutal Achraha, from Yom Kippur through a Hekish, from the fact that all of the truos of the Chodesh HaShvi'i are compared to each other. But Vahashta Maisi La B'Gzeirah Shavah. But when it comes to the third din that we learn, of making three Sedarim, it learns it from a Gzeirah Shavah rather than from a Hekish. Why would it switch? So Hachi Kamer, this is what the Braisa means, say, Ilav Gzeirah Shavah Masina La B'Akesha. Hashta Dasi Gzeirah Shavah Akesha Lo Tzarech. That had it not been for the Gzeirah Shavah, we would have derived all these dinim from a Hekish, but now that we have Gzeirah Shavah, the Hekish is unnecessary. So says Gemara, the high Tana, the Tana that we're going to quote, that we're going to bring in the Braisa, Maisila learns this din, Gzeirah Shavah mi Midbar, learns the din of Pshut Levnam, Pshut Lechra, from the truos that are said to the Jewish people while they were traveling in the Midbar. Ditanya, because the Braisa says as follows, the Torah describes how we'd have to blow truos when we would walk in the Midbar, when we travel in the Midbar, Skatim Trua, it doesn't say Variosim Trua, sounds like skatim trua. That teaches us tkiya b'fnei atzma, u'trua b'fnei atzma, that you have a tkiya first, then a trua. Atomer tkiya b'fnei atzma, trua b'fnei atzma, u'enuel tkiya trua achasi. Are you sure that they're independent? Maybe the pasuk is telling me that they should blow a trua, meaning that only a trua, and the definition of tkiya is trua. Kishu amar v'hakilas v'kol titku'u v'lo tari'u, havyom tkiya b'fnei atzma, trua b'fnei atzma. When it later says that you should do tkiya without trua, so you see that Tkiya is b'fnei atzma and Trua is b'fnei atzma, that they are independent. Now the Braisa quoted the source for having a Tkiya before the Trua and a Tkiya after the Trua from a Hekish to Yom Kippur. But this Braisa is telling, apparently doesn't learn the Dinim of Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. So Minayin Shepshut Lefnev, this Braisa doesn't want to learn it from Yom Kippur, where is he going to know that you have to blow a Tkiya before the Trua? Tamalomer Tkatim Trua, because the Pasuk says Tkatim Trua. Uminayin Shepshut Lacharea, how do you know that you blow a Tkiya after the Trua? Tamalomer Trua Yitku'u. Rabbi Shmuel Menosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer Eino Tzarech. You don't need this drasha to learn that you have the Trua flanked on both sides by Tkiyos. Because Arei Omer, Skatim Trua Sheinis. Shein Tamalomer Sheinis. It says you blow a Trua Sheinis. The Pasuk is shouldn't have had to say Sheinis. Umat Tamalomer Sheinis. Why does it say Shane is Zebneav? Kol Makom Shemar Trua Teitkia Shniya La. Wherever it says Trua, there's a Tkia that goes along with it, that you need a Tkia after it. Ainli Ella Ba Midbar. Rosh Hashanah Minayim. But this only teaches me that they would have to do that in the Midbar. How do I know that you need by Rosh Hashanah and by Yom Kippur for Yovel, for that matter, that you need a Pshutal Fanan, Pshutal Achreha, Tamalomar, Trua, Legzereshava. It says Trua by the Midbar, it says Trua by Rosh Hashanah, so we make Gzereshava, that whatever applies to the Midbar applies to Rosh Hashanah. So Machlokas between Braisos, whether we derive Pshutal Fna and Pshutal Achreha from Yovel, or whether we derive it from the blowing in the Midbar as we were traveling. Now, says the Gemara, how do I know that you blow three Siddarim of Shalosh Shalosh, V'Shalosh Truos Nemru B'Rosh Hashanah? It says, and by Yom Kippur of Yovel, and by Rosh Hashanah, it says three Truos, Shabbosan Zichro Trua, Yom Trua, and V'Avarta Shofar Trua. U'shtei Tkios V'Kolachas V'Achas, and each one of them requires two Tkios, so Metzino L'Medin, Shalosh Truos, V'Shesh Tkios, Nemru B'Rosh Hashanah. So it turns out that there are three Truos, six Tkios in Rosh Hashanah, Shtayim Midivri Torah, V'Achas Midivri Sofrim. Two of those are Truos that are Minato, and one of them is Midivri Sofrim, because two of them it says Berash Shana, Shabbos and Zichron Chua, Vavarta Shofar Chua, that's Midivri Torah, that we see explicitly. And Yom Chua Yelachem, we only know applies to Rosh Shana, the Talmudu Huba, that it's to teach me the Gzeirah Shavah of Trua Trua to the Midbar. So by every Trua you have a Pshut Levna, Pshut Lachra. So the Chiv of Trua from Rosh Hashanah is only learned from two extra Psukim. And nevertheless, the Chacham more Mechayiv to blow a third Trua in order to equate all of the Siddurim of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, that all of them should get their own Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah. I mean, according to this second Braisa, that we derive it from the Midbar and not from from Yovel, there really are only two places where we're told to blow truos. So really, on the Doraisa level, you only need Tzkiya Truah Tzkiya twice, and it's Midrabanan that we add a third time, so that each of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros can get their own. Rabbi Shomer Nachmeni Amar Bionason. Achas midivrei Torah ushtayim midivrei sofrim. They know really only one of the truos that you have to blow on Rosh Hashanah is min haTorah. Two of them are midrabanan. Vavarta shofar truah midivrei Torah. Shabbos and zichron truah v'yom truah yelachem. You can't learn the din of truos and Rosh Hashanah for because the Talmud Ahuba. We need them to teach us other dinim. So my Talmud Ahuba, what other din do you need to learn? Mibayi b'yom v'la b'layla. We needed to teach the yom. We need yom truah yelachem to teach that Tzkiyot's Shofar Rosh Hashanah is only by the day and not by night. So this understanding is now telling us that there's only one available pasuk to tell me Tzkiyot Truah Tzkiyah on Rosh Hashanah. So only one set of Tzkiyot Truah Tzkiyah is Daraisa. The other two are only Midrabanan. The Idach, the Tanakhama, the Braisa who holds that, only one pasuk is needed for the Gzeirah Shavah and two of the pasukim are needed, are used to teach us the Tzkiyot Truah Tzkiyah. B'yom v'lol b'lai l'minalei. Where is he going to derive that you only blow Shofar day and that night? Nafkalei mi biyom hakipurim. He derives it from the fact that it says biyom hakipurim taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. So imi biyom hakipurim yalef nigmar nami minay. So we shall learn the tzkios of Rosh Hashanah for yom kippurim l'pshutel v'ne pshutel achra. Meaning if you're going to anyway go to Yom Kippur to learn a halacha about shofar and Rosh Hashanah, why would you limit the limud from Yom Kippur to learning the halacha that is supposed to be done during the day and ignore the numbers of times that you're supposed to blow? We should use that for Yom Kippur as well. Meaning, well, once you're going to Yom Kippur. So the Gemara answers, Ravarta Tavir lo Mashmalei. He doesn't think that these are two separate drashas. Almay darshibu, what is he dashing from these words? Vavarta kedrav masna. Vavarta he uses to teach what Rav Masna said. Damar Rav Masna, Vavarta Derech Avaraso, that it's this, you're supposed to blow the shofar the way the horn is attached to the ram on its head when it's alive. That the wider side, it should be where the sound emanates from. Taviru Dukam Rachmana Navri Biyad. And the Taviru teaches us that you have to bring the shofar by hand without a tekiya, and that's a simon for the yovel. But we cannot learn from there that you have to blow a pshuta after the trua, and therefore we need the gzera shava from the midbar to teach me about the pshuta. The idach, the tan of the first brisa who learns pshuta l'fnei l'achareha from v'havarta and taviru, to Rav Masna, how is he going to learn Rav Masna's din? Midishani krabi diburi, from the fact that the Torah uses an unusual lashon. It should have said utkata shofar trua. Why is it v'havarta shofar trua? So we learn the din of Rav Masna as well, that you have to do it dafka derech avarasa. Taviru biyad lo matzis amrit. And taviru biyad, without a tekiya, he can't say that. The gamar avar avar mimosha. We learn avar that it says by Yom Kippurim from the avar that it says by Moshe. Ksiv hacha, it says by Yom Kippur v'avarta shofar trua, ksiv hasam, v'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machne. Ma'lalan b'kol, avkan b'kol. So we already know that it has to be b'kol and they can't just carry it. Ulahai Tana, according to this Tana of the second Brisa, the Maisi Lami Midbar that learns the dinim of Tekios of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur from the Tekios of the Midbar, Imala Halan Chatzotros, Afkan Chatzotros. Well, the Tekios of the Midbar is with Chatzotros. So maybe we should say the same thing by Rosh Hashanah. Now by Yom Kippur we can't say it because by Yom Kippur it says Beferish Shofar. But by Rosh Hashanah it never says Beferish Shofar. Tamalomar Tikuv Achod Shofar Bekesel Yom Chagenu. Is that you blow a shofar bakesa liyom chagenu? So it doesn't call it explicitly Rosh Hashanah, but we know what it's referring to because ezu chag shachodesh miskasebo, which yantif is the moon not visible on? Haviyomer zeh Rosh Hashanah. That's only Rosh Hashanah and v'kamar achmana shofar, and the Torah still uses the term shofar. Period. Iskin Rabbi Yavoh b'Kisri. Rabbi Yavoh made a takana in Kisri tkiya shlosha shvarim. Trua tkiya, that you should blow in the place of a trua three shvarim and a trua. So it should be a tkiya, three shvarim and a trua, followed by another tkiya. Manavshach. And his so the Gemara asks, I don't understand that at all. Mi manavshach. If you hold that the mother of Sisera, that her vatiyabev was a quick, short sound, so that's all you should blow, is a trua. If you hold that it was a longer sound, more of a groan, so you should only blow shvarim. Why would you blow both? So the Gemara explains, Mesafkele, I kunuche ganach, I yulule yalul. He wasn't sure what she actually did. Maskevlar avira, vidimla yulule have, if it come afsuk shal shvarim. Maybe question mark. That maybe it was only Yulule, and when you then add the Shvarim, that's going to be a hefsik right in the middle of your Seder Hatkios. So the Gemara answers the Hadrav Tkia Tru Tkia. Yet you're right. You should do a Tkia Tru Tkia as well, just in case the Shvarim is a hefsik. Mask of Ravina Vidilma Ganuchev Kamafsik Trua Bein Shvarim Tkia. Maybe the real right sound is a Shvarim, and then the Trua is a hefsik. Yes, Einachinami Dadrav Tkia Shvarim Tkia. You also have to do a Tkia Shvarim Tkia. Other Rabbi Avo Mayiskit. So then, what was Rabbi Avo accomplishing by saying to do tashrat if anyway you're doing a tashat and a tarat? So you've already taken care of both possibilities. So he says, no, misafkele dilma ganach vi yalil. Maybe it means both ganach and yalil, and that's why you have to do both. Well, then why doesn't he do it the other way also? Why doesn't he do with tarshat that you with a trua before the shvarim? So tkiya trua shlosh shvarim tkiya dilma. So after all, maybe you lulei veganach. So answering Gemara, stam de milsa ki mitra beinish milsa pereisha ganach vadem yalil. That's simply not the way people cry. When people cry, they typically have the longer shvarim type of cries prior to the trua type of cries. So the main point over here is that Rabbi Avo, I think it was Rabbi Avo, we said, made a takana to blow tashrat, tashat, and tarat for all three possibilities of what the proper yevava sound is. For all three possibilities of what a yevava actually means. But not tarshat, because no one cries with a trua followed by a shvarim. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up there on the last line of Lam Dalim Aleph next time.